program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You are listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
The Lymph Node Edition.
The Lymph Node Edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
And yeah. Tonight, oh my god, it's a new show. Is this a new show? This isn't William Burroughs droning? This isn't some rerun from 2 weeks ago?
We wouldn't play a rerun from two weeks ago.
This isn't Us as Chicks?
No, that was a good show.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
It wasn't a rerun, though.
Freemasons run the country!
Did he say that first?
No, but that's what the germs said to him.
The germs talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was just concerned about getting sick.
No, I'm sorry. That wasn't Howard Hughes. That was Mr. Burns as Howard Hughes. A hell of a guy. He was truly insane. He was in bed with Nixon.
Literally.
No. Well, okay, maybe. I don't know.
That nose?
I never went up to the top of his...
That nail polish, bottle-shaped nose of Nixon's?
Ew.
But I will put my bottle-shaped nose in your... So, Mr. Man.
But that's not... Even what the hell this show is about.
No, but it's about aviation, right?
Yes, flying.
Right.
Quest to break the surly bonds.
Of Earthhood.
Yes.
And Howard Hughes did that with the biggest plane ever at the time, now surpassed by the Airbus. Thanks, Euro people.
Yes, the Titanic of the sky. The Airbus A380.
Aye.
555 seats.
And
five, as you may remember, is the number of chaos.
Oh, yeah, hence the Pentagon.
San Diego, California. That was a 3-hour trip. I've enjoyed myself flying in the air. Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! While I was in the air, I had fun. The airplane was at an altitude of 35,000 feet. It was a long trip. It was a fun flight. Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! The people on the airplane were nice. I chatted with them a lot. I was having a fun time. It was a good flight. Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Northwest Airlines! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. American Airlines, we mean business in Chicago.
Flying is freedom.
It is. It's freedom from the constraints of gravity, well, with an engine helping you along.
Yeah, the cliche of the man in the prison yard looking up and seeing the birds fly away.
Sure, Birdman of Alcatraz.
But birds have their own set of problems, not the least of which is getting eaten by creatures.
Giant
lizards. And also having to eat enough food to keep their metabolism high enough so that they can fly.
Well, and the hollow skeletal structure to allow them to fly.
Yes.
That's got to be a bear. You'd probably break a wing pretty easy with something like that.
It'll screw up your bench lifting, that's for sure.
It'll fray a wire. Like that airplane that had a static spark and blew up because they...
Oh, when they churned the fuel.
What was that? It was a big disaster a few years back.
The one that went down in the swamp.
Was there, I didn't know it was a swamp. That's good stuff.
Yeah. in yesterday, right? Now, here's the deal. They don't allow smoking on airplanes anymore, correct? But they allow children. A little fairness with these rules, maybe, huh? Some mother on the plane, well, smoking bothers me. Well, guess what? Come over here and let's chat about Junior for a couple of minutes. God's honest truth here. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I should be, you know, I don't have to put up with kids on a plane. They're your kids. You love them. Great. Keep them near you, okay? You love them so much, hug them tight. Okay? I hate these people think that you want their kids in your life, you know? Go over there and bother a stranger, baby. The man over there drawing on the milk carton, mama? Yeah, that guy. It's about 4'11"? No, 4'11". No, but get this. This is true now. Get this. I fly in, and I look out. Every seat next to me empty. Cool, I'm going to sleep. All right, I'm exhausted. All the armrests go up. I lay down. Finally, I get some sleep, right? And I feel this tapping on my head. And I look up, and there's this little kid. Loose. Someone said it loose. And out of all the things on an airplane that might attract the attention of a little toddling 2-year-old, the top of my head beat out all the competition. Oh, Barney the dinosaur, put the top of my head on TV. Millions. Little kids will surround the TV, their little saucer eyes unblinking, and all of them just tapping the thing on the screen. I don't know what it is about the top of my head. You know, he's just tapping me repeatedly. I look across the aisle at the mom. She's grinning like an idiot, you know. Guy next to the mom. They're so cute when they're that small. Isn't that amazing? Letting your little kid run loose on a plane. Then the kid ran over to the emergency exit and started flipping that handle to the door. The guy next to the mom started to get up, and I went, wait a minute. We're about to learn an important lesson. Well, you're right. The smaller he gets, the cuter he is. Kids, they're small. That's enough for me. Stewardess, since we got a breeze in here, can we smoke now? The cabin is fairly well circulated at this point. Semi-true story, by the way. That story is semi-true. Well, there are such things as airplanes. I made the rest up because I used to want to be a comic of truth and come out and just be able to say, hey, you know what? There's such things as planes. But they got that reaction right there. Gotta add some reaction later to that. The kid may go into his own demise. That's a good one. That tickles my funny bone. Yeah.
Tortoise, like some great feather, riding the sword with mighty proud of a place of playing in the world's aviation.
The ship is no doubt busting with activities we can see. Orders are shouted to the crew. The passengers probably lining the windows looking down at the field ahead of them, getting their glimpse of the mooring mast. And these giant flagships standing here, the American Airlines flagships, waiting to rise into all points in the United States when they get the ship moored. There are a number of important persons is on board, and no doubt the new commander, Captain Max Frisch, is thrilled too, for this is his great moment, the first time he's commanded the Hindenburg. On previous flights, he acted as a chief officer under Captain Lehman.
This crazy world behind.
Channel 3 and 4 are out. We have an emergency.
We have fire and engine on number 3. Fighter, fighter, we have an emergency.
And, oh, oh.
Oh, up.
Smoke in the cabin, smoke in the cabin.
You have controlling problems as well.
Thoughts of find the tether and just let go. Don't even try to understand.
Hi, yeah, thank you very much. Why do airplanes have barf bags anyway? Why bags? Did someone look at a feed bag on a horse somewhere and exclaim, we can do better?
It's practically standing still. Now they've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had thrashed up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from bursting into flames.
No! Oh.
Okay, we'll call equipment for you.
I think we all know why airplane food's so bad. They don't want to waste the good food on you because you're going to die. This plane is going to go down.
We're going down, man.
We got to leave something for our wives and children to listen to.
Winkle 49.
Winkle 49.
Winkle.
Yeah, Critter 592 is coming back to Miami. He's got an emergency. Eagle 703 wants 12,000 as a final.
I think it's
Jeff.
703.
Critter 592, they're going to be standing by for you. You can plan where you want to when able direct to Dolphin now.
New radar vector.
Critter 592, turn left heading 140.
Yes, I'm getting more than it is.
Forget about the human race. Just let the moment flow.
What's the deal with all the sky marshals on these planes nowadays? Really? How many sky marshals are here tonight? That's a lot of sky marshals! You're gonna die too! That gun's not gonna stop a terrorist once you're in flight, sir! You all having a good time?